From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Hello listener, how are you today? I hope you are fine and I will accompany you with 60 minutes ahead for today's edition. And would like to present some programs started with news, commentary and other soft information as well as entertainment and Indonesian pop song. Listener, we begin our program with news. So stay with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id.
Here is the news first, the headlines. Minister Sri Mulyani said gender equality can boost people's welfare. Minister Erick Thohir wants women to occupy 25% of state-owned enterprises director post. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, now the news in details. Let's begin with the national news. Gender equality and women's empowerment can improve people's welfare. This was pointed out by Minister of Finance Sri Mulyani Indrawati during a webinar on the role of Indonesian women in the banking sector on Thursday. Therefore, she emphasized that the goal of global women's empowerment and gender equality can be achieved by providing opportunities for women to become leaders at all decision-making levels. Minister of State-Owned Enterprises, Minister Erick Thohir, has said that he wants to see women occupy 25% of directors' posts in the state-owned enterprises by the end of 2023. Policy will be a form of ensuring gender equality in the work of environment. He also said that he believes a good working climate would have a positive impact on the results and performance of these companies. The comfort of the work environment will be in line with the company's business growth, since the harmony that exists within the state-owned enterprises is quite complex. Minister of Law and Human Rights Yasona Hamonongan Lauli highlighted on Thursday that his side is ready to welcome the implementation of the 7th Global Platform for Disaster Risk Reductions, or GPDRR, in Bali from May 23 to 28, 2022. The government's immigration policies are quite dynamic and based on the development of the COVID-19 pandemic. Currently, Indonesia is more open to welcoming foreign tourists to recover the national economy. Let's move on to the international news. China has been committed to joining Zambia's creditor committee. This was stated by Managing Director of the International Monetary Fund, Kristalina Georgieva, on Thursday, amid complaints from Zambia's finance minister about delays to its debt restructuring. People's Bank of China Governor Yi Gang said that China intended to co-chair the committee. Two sources with knowledge of the International Monetary and Finance Committee meeting told Reuters. The international community and Poland's government need to coordinate better and provide more support directly to local governments and charities helping Ukrainian refugees in Poland. This was stated by Warsaw's mayor on Thursday. Warsaw, along with other major urban centers in Poland, such as Krakow and Wrocław, have accepted thousands of refugees, with Warsaw's population growing by around 15% since Russia's invaded Ukraine on February 24. Poland has received international praise for its handling of the refugees crisis, with almost 3 million people entering the country in less than 2 months. New Zealand will warm up for their World Cup qualifying intercontinental playoff against Costa Rica with a friendly against Peru in Barcelona, New Zealand football said on Friday. The All Whites will take on Peru in Spain on June 5th, 9 days before they play Costa Rica in Doha with a spot of the World Cup finals on the line. They will also play another international friendly in Qatar on June 9th. Shanghai said on Friday it would lift its lockdown in batches once virus transmissions outside quarantine areas was stamped out, as it announced a new round of citywide testing as it pursued zero community infection. Shanghai stepped up COVID-19 testing and control in a new campaign involving 9 major actions. As local authorities said, 11 people infected with COVID-19 died on Thursday, up from 8 deaths a day earlier. Listener, now let's move on to commentary for today on several G20 countries walked out during the G20 ministerial meeting.
Several G20 countries walked out during G20 ministerial meeting. The meeting of top financial officials of the G20 member countries in Washington, D.C. on Wednesday, April the 20th, was marked by a walkout from delegates from the United States, Britain, and Canada as a form of protest against Russia's invasion of Ukraine. To Reuters sources said, the United States Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen told the attendees she strongly disagreed with the presence of a senior Russian official at the meeting. She finally decided to leave the meeting. Delegation from several countries also took part in the walkout when the Russian delegation spoke at the G20 forum in the United States. They are Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell, Bank of England Governor Andrew Bailey, Canadian Finance Minister Chrystia Freeland, and European Central Bank President Christine Lagarde. Responding to the walkout, Indonesian Finance Minister Sri Mulyani Indrawati, who chaired the G20 Finance Officials meeting in Washington, said the walkout was not surprising and did not interfere with broader group discussions. Substantial agendas and discussions continued despite the walkout. All countries present also contributed to the discussion. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs of the Republic of Indonesia, through the Indonesian ambassador, as well as special staff for the priority program for the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and the co-sherpa G20 Indonesia, Dian Triansah Jani, said the walkout action was quite common. He said it was a reflection of the views or attitudes of certain countries, and this was carried out in many multilateral meetings such as the United Nations, the Human Rights Council, and other multilateral meetings. IMF Managing Director Kristalina Georgieva on Wednesday acknowledged the protests from several countries were a difficult situation for the G20. The G20 is a forum that has proven to play a key role in generating recommendations, commitments, and collaborations that lead to the common good. In the midst of a difficult situation, as Kristina Georgieva put it, can the G20 countries continue to play their key role? It is hoped that the G20 will continue to play a key role in producing recommendations, commitments, and cooperation that will bring goodness to the world and particularly Indonesia, of course. Hopefully, the G20 countries, even though they are facing a difficult situation, can rise and recover together, especially after the world was hit by the COVID-19 pandemic, which paralyzed various aspects of people's lives, both socially and economically. Well, that was commentary.
Well, listener, that was news. Ulang. Well, listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
We begin with April 22, 1970, the first commemoration of Earth Day. Earth Day is an annual global observation on April the 22nd to show support for environmental protection. Earth Day was designed to increase awareness and appreciation for the home of humanity, planet Earth. The day was initiated by a U.S. senator and environment lecturer Nelson Gaylord in 1970. Meanwhile, the UN General Assembly inaugurated April the 22nd as the Earth Day. Moving on to April the 22nd, 1994, Richard Nixon passed away. Richard Milhouse Nixon was the 36th and 37th U.S. president. He was also the first U.S. president to resign. Nixon resigned in 1974 to avoid impeachment related to the Watergate scandal. Nixon, who was born on January 9, 1913, passed away at 81 years old in New York because of a stroke. We end with April 22, 2015, the opening of Asia-Africa Conference Summit. The Asia-Africa Conference Summit was held in Jakarta and Bandung on April 19 until 24, 2015. It was opened by President Joko Widodo in Jakarta on April 22, 2015. In his remarks, the President believed that the world's future is in the hands of Asia and Africa. The summit resulted in three documents, namely the Bandung Message 2015, New Asian-African Strategic Partnership, and the Declaration of Palestinian Independence. The Asia-Africa Summit was attended by 32 heads of states and governments, such as China's President Xi Jinping and Japan's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. That was Today in History over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Oh,
Well, for listener, you've listened to the song and you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. In today's edition, I'd like to give you another segment, My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
The Indonesian Industry Ministry held the Startup for Industry program, a movement of making Indonesia 4.0 with a solution from startup. The program aims to encourage technology implementation in industry and the people based on the problem solving in the industry. That was stated by the Secretary General of the Industry Ministry, Dodi Widodo, in the Startup for Industry National Seminar and the opening of Startup for Industry virtually on Tuesday, as quoted by Antara. Dodi hoped the program could keep maintaining and developing the 4.0 industry ecosystem and becoming a hub between tech providers and the needs of the industry and people, association, government, and the private sector. Dodi invited Indonesian tech startup to join and become a part of the Startup for Industry ecosystem. He also remarked that the world has adopted digital technology that changed not only people's purchasing ways, but also the decision-making, and it created new business models. Based on the data from Economy C 2021 report, the Indonesian digital economy in 2021 reached $70 billion and was predicted to grow up to $146 billion by 2025, with a compound annual growth rate, or CAGR, of 20%. Dodi added that the value is great and must be used. Therefore, one of the strategies taken by the Indonesian government is to accelerate technology transformation in the industry and the people. Dodi further stated that since the Making Indonesia 4.0 was launched, many efforts were taken to realize that. The 4.0 Digital Industrial Center Development, 5 Lighthouse 4.0 Industry Appointment, and the Indonesian Startup Tech and Digital Talent Rapid Growth were some of the efforts. Now, it is time for Indonesia to show in real how technology transformation can help the industry to grow and develop. Besides, Director General of the Small, Medium and Multifarious Industry, Reni Yanita, said that the Startup for Industry was a real effort in developing the tech-based startup following the National Midterm Development Plan 2020 and 2024 and the Industry Ministry Strategic Plan 2020-2024.
Senada cinta bersemi di antara kita, menyandang anggunnya peranan jiwa asmara. Terlanjur untuk berhenti di jalan yang telah tertempuh semenjak dini. Sehidup semati, kian lama kian pasal ku rasakan jua. Janji yang terucap tak mungkin terhapus saja. Walau rintangan berjuta, walau cobaan memaksa diriku terjerat di peluk asmara. Terlambat untuk berdusta, terlambatlah sudah menyentuh sanubari tak semudah kusangka. Yakin akan cintamu, yakinkan segalanya. Perlahan dan pasti dakukan melangkah menuju damai di jiwa. Oh, bersama dirimu terbebas dari nestapa, dalam wangi bunga cita, cinta dan bahaya. Walau rintangan berjuta, walau cobaan memaksa diriku terbuai di batas asmara. Terlambat untuk berdusta, terlambatlah sudah menyentuh sanubari tak semudah kusangka. Yakin akan cintamu, yakinkan segalanya. Perlahan dan pasti aku kan melangkah menuju damai di jiwa. Terlambat untuk berdusta, terlambatlah sudah menyentuh sanubari tak semudah kusangka. Yakin akan cintamu, yakinkan segalanya. Perlahan dan pasti aku kan melangkah menuju damai di jiwa.
Penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen.Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
You are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, then we would like to present next segment Indonesia Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Listener, here is Indonesian Wonder. The title of Indonesian Wonder for today's edition is Aia Aka Beverage. Listener, there are many typical menus for breaking the fast for both beverage and food. There are fruit soup, sweet tea, young coconut ice, and mixed ice for iftar beverages in Indonesia.Apart from these beverages, there is another specialty beverage, namely Aia Aka. It is a typical iftar beverage for people of Minang in the province of West Sumatra. Aia Aka is a refreshing beverage made from grass jelly.Both green grass jelly and black grass one. The grass jelly used is made from natural grass jelly and is made traditionally. In its production, the grass jelly leaves are initially squeezed by hands, then the squeezed water is put in the pot. After putting it for a few hours, the grass jelly leaves juice will thicken like jelly. To enjoy a portion of Aya Aka, the grass jelly will be eaten with two special types of sauce, namely a sauce with a mixture of coconut milk and brown sugar, or a sauce with a mixture of squeezed orange and white sugar. Aya Aka tastes sweet and fresh, so that this drink can be appropriately enjoyed when breaking the fast. Moreover, this Minang typical drink also contains various benefits for the body, because it is rich in minerals, especially calcium and phosphorus. Besides, Aya Aka is good as a remedy for heartburn, constipation, flatulence, and diarrhea, and it can also be consumed for people who are undergoing a low-calorie diet program but rich in fiber. In West Sumatra, Aya Aka beverage can be found not only during Ramadan but on normal days. But also on normal days. Usually, the sellers of Aya Aka sell the beverage with merchandise cart filled with bottles as big as the size of soy sauce bottles. The contents of the bottles vary. The white bottle contains coconut milk, the black one contains melted brown sugar, and an orange bottle is white sugar mixed with squeezed oranges. Aya Aka beverage is sold from 5,000 rupiah until 10,000 per portion. Well, listener, that's Indonesian Wonder, read by Ahmad Faisal.
Banyak cinta yang
You've just listened to the third pop song, and for next segment, we'll present to you Miss Eleni. So stay tuned for a listener on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
Miss Eleni for today has a topic, Ajarin, an educator quality improvement platform by ITS students. Listeners, the pandemic and online learning encouraged three students of 10 November Institute of Technology ITS to create Ajarin, a platform for educators to learn about using technology for the learning process. The application created by the 2D team also aims to improve the educators' quality. The team leader, Daniel Hermawan, explained that the website will attract many people from the education sector, such as teachers and lecturers who are facing difficulties in adapting with the new learning systems. Ajarin has some services, such as online courses, webinars, short videos, teaching equipment, and the Ajarin community. The course will have an interactive education between the educators and the experts about how to use Canva, Zoom, and many others in separate sessions. In the webinar, the users can join in a more generic material sessions on online learning. There are also short videos for educators who are eager to learn but not having time for other services. The videos contain tips on using applications to support a more interactive learning. This application made the team win the third place in Bandung Institute of Technology. This application made the team win the third place in Bandung Institute of Technology's WEBS competition Mile Zero Project 2022. That's Miss Seleni.
Dalam suka dan duka. satu dalam cinta. Tiada yang mampu merubah dirimu, satu yang ku mahu. Tak kau lagi ada selain dirimu. Cinta suci hanya untukmu. Dengarlah kasih, kaulah dambaanku.
Penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wa chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai o fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Listeners, In today's music corner, I'm going to present a regional song from Central Java entitled Gambang Suling, to be sung by Sunan Kendang featuring Deta Tok Tung. This song, which was composed by Kin Narto Sabdo, narrates the songwriter's admiration for the flute, which has a melodious sound. This is expressed in the second stanza of the poem, which reads "Tulat tulit kepena unine," or in English means "Tulat tulit is very pleasant to listen to." Here is the regional song from Central Java, entitled "Gambang Suling," sung by Sunan Kendang, featuring Dita Tok Tung.
Gambang suling, kumandang
Voice of Indonesia.
Di daun yang ikut mengalir lembu, terbawa sungai ke ujung mata, dan aku mulai takut terbawa cinta, menghirup rindunya sesakan dada. Jalanku hampa dan ku sentuh dia, terasa hangat, oh di dalam hati. Ku pegang erat dan ku halangi waktu, tak kurung jua ku lihatnya pergi. Tak pernah ku ragu dan selalu ku ingat kelingan matamu dan sentuhan hangat. Ku saat itu takut mencari makna, tumbuhkan rasa yang sesakan dada. Kau datang dan pergi, oh begitu saja. Semua ku terima apa adanya, mata terpejam dan hati menggumam. Di ruang rindu kita bertemu.
Of Indonesia.
Sulit tanpamu, dan kau lari sana. kuasa tak akan mampu melewati beratnya hari.
Tapi keyakinanmu pada diriku membuatku berdiri lagi.
Oh, ku tak tahu untuk melangkah genggam erat tanganku dan kau hadir saat tangis dan tawaku.
Listener, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. Thank you for your attention, and after this English language program broadcasting, we will give another interesting information. So stay tuned with us at Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, do not forget to like and comment at Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, and Instagram account at voice.of.indonesia. Or our Twitter account at VOI Indonesia. And you can also give your criticism and suggestion to our email address VOI@vianews.id.